In a range of high mountains in the land of Styria, there was a beautiful waterfall that everyone called the Golden River. For when the evening sun set, it shone on the water which sparkled like gold. The water from the Golden River flowed into a valley called Treasure Valley and made the land fertile there, so fertile that every fruit and vegetable imaginable grew in Treasure Valley, the most delicious that anyone had ever tasted. Treasure Valley was owned by three brothers who were farmers, rich, rich farmers. Their names were Schwartz, Hans, and Gluck. Schwartz and Hans, the two older brothers, were small, mean men who shared nothing with the poor, although they had so much to share. The younger brother, Gluck, was constantly beaten by his brothers because he was kind and generous.
Schwartz and Hans and Gluck were brothers.
Gluck was very kind, but not the others.
They were the very meanest pair, disliked by people everywhere. Nobody really understood
how Gluck could be so very good, with both his brothers having gotten so very, very,
very rotten.
But truly, though, it's sad to say,
quite often brothers are that way.
Like apples falling from the tree, with just one good one out of three.
Schwartz and Hans and Gluck were brothers.
Gluck was very kind, but not the others.
They were the very meanest pair, disliked by people everywhere. Nobody really understood
how Gluck could be so very good, with both his brothers having gotten so very, very,
very rotten.
But truly, though, it's sad to say,
quite often brothers are that way. Like apples falling from the tree, with just one good one out of three.
One day, Schwartz and Hans went out into the fields, leaving their brother Gluck at home to prepare the dinner. There was a knock at the door.
"May I come in?" said a small voice. "Please, I'm so hungry."
Gluck looked out the window and saw a little man wearing a black coat and a hat with a long black feather. Even though it wasn't raining out, the little man was dripping wet. Taking pity on him, Gluck let him in to warm himself by the fire and gave him something to eat. Gluck was too polite to ask why the little man was dripping wet, for it was none of his affair.
"Thank you," said the stranger.
"You're welcome," said Gluck, who knew that he would be beaten twice when his brothers came home, once for taking pity on a stranger, and the second time for giving him food. When the brothers came home, they were furious and began to beat Gluck without mercy.
"Stop!"
shouted the little man and raised his hands over his head. Suddenly, the beating stopped, for neither Schwartz nor Hans could move.
"I am the southwest wind," the little man said, "and because you are so very, very mean, I shall not come this way again."
He went out, slamming the door behind him. Just as the door slammed, it began to rain. None of them had ever seen such a rain. It rained all that day and the next day and the next. When the rain finally stopped, everything in Treasure Valley had been swept away. Treasure Valley was in ruins. And strangest of all, the fierce rain had caused rocks from the mountain to tumble into the path of the Golden River, so it no longer flowed into Treasure Valley, but in quite the other direction, toward the town on the other side of the mountain. The brothers had lost everything. They could no longer stay in Treasure Valley and plant new crops, for there was no longer any water to make them grow. There was only one thing to do: move to town and look for work. So, they moved to town. But instead of looking for work, Schwartz and Hans spent what little money they had on food and drink. Soon, all there was left of value was a golden mug belonging to Gluck. On the mug was a fierce little face with piercing red ruby eyes. It was impossible to drink out of the mug without the eyes staring at you. One day, while Schwartz and Hans had gone out to find someone to buy the mug from them, Gluck was holding the mug and looking at it sadly when the fierce little face
spoke.
I'm the king of the Golden River, put here by an evil spell. And since you have been kind to me and treated me so well, there's something I will tell you, and this is something which can make you very happy and make you very rich.
Outside of town, beside a rock, or really more behind, you'll find there is a magic well that's rather hard to find. 3 drops of water from the well, and 3 is all you need.
Can do the things I'm telling you and make you rich indeed. Drop them in the Golden River, once you do you'll see how very rich and happy you soon are gonna be.
Beside a rock, or really more behind, you'll find there is a magic well that's rather hard to find. 3 drops of water from the well, and 3 is all you need.
And do the things I'm telling you and make you rich indeed. Drop them in the Golden River, and once you do, you'll see how very rich and happy you soon are gonna be.
Just one other thing I must tell you, the voice continued. But just then Gluck's brothers came home, and the voice fell silent. Gluck told them the story, and the 3 of them spent the next day and the next night looking for the magic well. Finally, Gluck found it, but instead of letting him be the one to go, Schwartz said, I'm the oldest, I'll go. He filled a bottle with water from the magic well and set off. The path up the mountain to the Golden River was steep and rocky. Before he had gone very far, Schwartz saw a dog lying in the path. Its tongue hung out and its nose was dry. It whimpered for Schwartz to give it a drink. But instead of that, although he had a full bottle of magic water, Schwartz simply kicked the dog and continued on his way. The path grew steeper and rockier, and as Schwartz made his way upward, he met a small boy who begged him for a drink of water. Instead of taking pity on the boy, Schwartz shoved him out of his way and kept climbing upward. He had almost reached the Golden River when an old man appeared. The old man clutched Schwartz's arm, pleading for a drink of water. But Schwartz pulled away so fast that the old man, weak from thirst, fell down on the path. This only made Schwartz laugh. After walking a short distance, he stood beside the Golden River. He opened his bottle and carefully dropped exactly 3 drops of water into the Golden River. There was a flash of lightning and a crash of thunder. And where Schwartz had stood, there was nothing but a big black stone.
Became a big black stone. According to reports, that is what became a Schwartz. Big black stone, Schwartz became a big black stone. A bitter end of sorts, but that's what became a Schwartz.
It was a dull enchantment,
the dullest ever known.
Once you have been a person, it's so boring to be a stone.
Big black stone, Schwartz became a big black stone.
Not a diamond, gold, or quartz,
just a plain black stone is Schwartz. Big black stone, Schwartz
once became a big black stone.
Not a diamond, gold, or quartz,
just a plain black stone is swore.
When Schwartz did not return, Hans said, I'm the second oldest. Now it's my turn to go. And off he went with his bottle of magic water up the path to the Golden River. Before long, he too saw the poor dog lying on the path. As his brother had done, he too gave the dog a kick and went on with his bottle still full of water. He climbed higher, and as he did, there before him was the little boy who begged Hans for a drink.
Out of my way, said Hans, and kept walking.
Far up the steep and rocky path, he saw the old man, whose lips were so parched and dry that he could hardly speak. All he could say was, water, water. But Hans paid no attention. He kept walking until he reached the Golden River. As soon as he got there, eagerly, he poured out 3 drops of water from the bottle into the Golden River. There was a flash of lightning and a crash of thunder. And where Hans had stood, there was nothing but a big black stone. Gluck waited and waited, but his brothers did not return. Finally, he said, since I'm the only one left now, it's my turn to go. He filled a bottle with magic water and made his way up the path. That dog is very thirsty, said Gluck. I must give him a drink of my water. And he did. Further up the path, he met the little boy. Water, begged the little boy. And Gluck let him drink as much water as he liked. By now, there was very little water left in the bottle. But all I need is 3 drops, said Gluck, who continued up the path until he met the old man whose mouth was so dry by this time that he couldn't speak. He could only point to the bottle of water. Without a moment's hesitation, Gluck gave him what water there was left in the bottle. It was now empty. I don't care, said Gluck. I'd rather give water to those in need than be rich and happy. At that moment, a strange thing happened. Gluck looked in the bottle and saw that exactly 3 drops of water had appeared inside of it. He walked quickly to the Golden River and dropped in the 3 drops of water. There was a flash of lightning and a crash of thunder. And then, a voice from within the Golden River said, thank you, Gluck. You have broken my enchantment and returned me to where I belong. I am the king of the Golden River. What about my brothers? Asked Gluck. Do you know what happened to them? When I first told you of the magic well, said the voice, I was about to tell you something more, but I did not have a chance to finish, for your brothers arrived. The water from the magic well does good only for the good, but for the evil, it does evil. Your brothers have been turned into black stones and can do no harm to anyone ever again. But as for you, there was a rumbling from the mountaintop, and the mountain parted. As it did, the water from the Golden River seemed to hang motionless and sparkling in the air, the sun shining upon it. Gluck rubbed his eyes and saw to his amazement that the Golden River now began to flow toward Treasure Valley again, where it had flowed before. So Gluck went home to Treasure Valley, back to his home. He farmed the land, which was so fertile that before long he became the richest man in Styria, and the happiest too, for he was kind and generous.
Gluck, Gluck, Gluck was a very good man.
generosity. He gave away his money. He always helped the poor.
If someone asked for money, Gluck always would say, sure.
Gluck, Gluck, Gluck was a very kind man who shared with everyone.
He said the reason why I'm kind is 'cause it's lots of fun.
I found it true that happiness is something you can't buy. I'm Gluck, Gluck, Gluck. I'm Gluck, Gluck, Gluck. Something you can't buy. I'm Gluck, Gluck, Gluck.